Hello and welcome to Animates, telling stories about the many ways animals play an important role in our lives. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Katie Brooks. For many people who live alone, their pets can be the main emotional support in their lives. If you are one of these people, have you ever wondered what would happen if you could no longer look after them? This can be a significant source of concern for those who find themselves in this situation. In today's program, we will be speaking to Maria Natera, the Southern New South Wales coordinator for the RSPCA's Home Ever After program, which helps people ensure their pets have somewhere to go if anything should happen. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you, Katie.
Today, you're here to tell us about your work with the RSPCA.
That's right, yes.
The particular program you're in charge of is the Home Ever After program. Could you tell us what that is and what you do in it?
Yes, well, the Home Ever After program is offered by the RSPCA, and what it encompasses is offering peace of mind to pet owners. We want to make sure that we keep pets and responsible owners together and together as long as possible. So pets, they need a home. They shouldn't be in shelters. They need to be in a loving home. And the benefit that owners have with having pets in the home are immense. So the program is there to offer peace of mind and to offer a care plan for the pet if you don't have that care plan in place, just in case something happened that you weren't there for them anymore. For example, the benefits of having pets is really, really important. And the sense of purpose, the reason to wake up in the morning to some of our enrollees is to be with their pets. So we see that it is so important to have that pet in the home. For us to see that, it means that we are helping and aiding and making sure that we're doing as much as we can to keep pets in good homes.
Yeah, because the thought of what's going to happen to my pets if something happens to me, that can be a major concern for some people, can't it?
I think it's a question that everyone has to ask themselves who is a responsible pet owner. You know, it's a tough question to ask yourself. Some people worry about it every day. Some people try not to think about it. And some people do have a very secure plan in place. And this is what we want every pet owner to be considering. If people don't have a plan in place, it's possible that it may take the RSPCA about 72 hours to come to your home if no one knows that you have a pet at home and if something happens to you, because of the legal process that we have to go through before we can enter your home and rescue a pet. That's how long it could take. The last thing we want is for a pet to be left at home if you don't have any family or friends that can make authorities aware or make the RSPCA aware that pets need to be taken into care. There have been situations where supporters of ours, we have subsequently found out that when they have passed away, the executor had no idea that they had four cats at home until a few days later. And the executor entered the home and they saw the cats and they didn't have the foresight to call the RSPCA and ask for our assistance. They opened the door and let these domestic cats out into the wild and just let them run wild. I mean, this is shocking. And this, I suppose, it's an example of what has happened. We, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen, but it's a clear sign that a plan needs to be put in place so that you are responsible as a pet owner when you are caring for your pet, and you're also a responsible pet owner if you are not there for your pet.
Yeah.
The first option really is to have family or friends who are responsible enough and clear in their agreement of taking on that responsibility. So a conversation has to be had with the family. And if you're not comfortable with the answer to that, then you will be worrying about it. You're alive with that pet, you're responsible as you're alive. That should be carried into any scenario that could happen if that pet doesn't have you there with them anymore. So it is an important question to ask yourself. If something happened to me, what would happen to my pet? If I didn't come home after a trip overseas, what would happen to my dog? Even questions that have to be asked to the family, you know, if grandma got ill, who would look after her cat? It would have to be down to me. Can I do that? questions that have come up to us when we've been speaking to people. And these are our seniors we're speaking to. We ask, do you have a pet? And they say, oh, we used to have pets. We've always had pets in our life. As much as we would love to have them, but we're worried about what would happen because they might outlive us. And this is the only barrier that's stopping them from having a pet in their life. The Home Ever After program is there to assist people who would like to have a pet in their home as well. So it's not just helping people who don't have any family or friends. It's there to help people who might have assistance, but they're not clear on that, and they want to have a backup plan. And the Home Ever After program could be that backup plan also. So, you know, your sister has said, yes, I will take the dog on if anything happened. But you know that your sister has another dog and the dogs might not get on, and it's possible that that scenario might not happen. Having a second option in place is very, very important, as well as the first option. And the Home Ever After program could also do that.
One of the questions I was going to ask you was, who is the program aimed at? And it sounds like almost any pet owner who's worried about what happens to their pets could be a part of this program.
Absolutely. We have people enrolled who are in their 20s. Their situation is that they live on their own. Their family is overseas. They have some friends that might take on the responsibility of their dog. This is one particular enrollee, and I'm talking about, she is in her late 20s. She has a beautiful little white dog, a really wonderful little dog to meet, actually. She adores this dog. She cares for him, and that responsibility reaches out into areas that you don't want to talk about, you don't want to think about, but they might happen. And that's not being there for them anymore. And she doesn't have anyone that she feels would offer the correct home for her dog if anything happened to her. And this is how the program is assisting her. We have people who are enrolled in their 50s. They travel a lot. They have family, again, who live overseas. And every time they travel, they have care for their pet while they're away. But sometimes in their head, they'll be thinking, my goodness, what if something happened to me? If I don't have a plan in place, what would happen to my dog if I didn't come back from this trip? So all ages, and quite often we are meeting with isolated enrollees, older people who their pet is really the only companion that they have. They are their life. It's their baby. It's their sense of purpose, the reason for waking up in the morning. Yeah. And quite often we're hearing their stories about the worry that they've had about the welfare of their cats. For example, a lady in the Southern Highlands, she was actually my first enrollee that I did, and it resonates with me because I could see the look on her face and even, you know, like the clear words that she said to me, I didn't know this was out here, and I am so happy that now I can be able to rest to know that my four cats have got this option if something happened to me. Being able to offer that service and hearing these stories and seeing the fear in people's eyes before they enroll, but when we go and we meet with them and we meet their pets and we talk about them and find out all the wonderful things about them, and then they're realizing that they do have an option, and the Home Ever After program is that option. The relief on their face and the comments that they have with knowing that relief is just amazing.
So could you tell us about how would someone, now that they're hearing about this program, if they're thinking it would be something that would be good for them or someone they know, how do you get started to become a part of it, and what's the process once they do become a part of it?
I think, you know, it's important to talk about what type of pets can be assisted by the program. The majority of pets that are enrolled on the program are cats and dogs, the usual domestic pets like rabbits and hamsters. We've got some goldfish that are enrolled on the program as well. So it's mainly those type of pets that are enrolled on the program. We do also have farm animals as well. We've got some ducks that are enrolled. We've got some chickens, one-eyed chicken, that they are loved just as much as the cats and dogs. And we also have a horse called Jed who's enrolled on the program. So it is opened beyond the domestic pet, but we cannot offer it to exotic pets like parrots and reptiles. They need special care. We would always direct owners of pets like that to organizations that are more able to assist them with care for exotic pets. So that's the pets that are perfect for this program. The way that the program works, I suppose it can be split up into two areas. It's the enrollment and it's the side of when the pet comes into our care. So the enrollment is very easy. It's myself and my colleague Lisa Gledhill. Lisa's been working in RSPCA for many, many years, and she's been working on the program since it started. So it's both of us, and we work throughout New South Wales. Lisa works, I suppose you can divide it up into two sections, from the Sydney Bridge all the way up to the north of New South Wales. Sydney Bridge all the way down to the south of New South Wales is my area. So both of us will be going out to new enrollees into their home. We get to meet them. We get to meet their beautiful pets. That's one of the most pleasurable sides of the enrollment, is we get to personally meet the enrollees and their pets. We come to your house. We ask lots of questions about your pet. For example, the particular foods they like to eat, when they like to eat, if there are any special diets they need to be on. This is crucial for us to know about medication and specific diets for the health and well-being, and to be able to know exactly if there are any life-saving medications that pets need to have. It's very crucial. But also the fluffier side of things, the idiosyncrasies of the pets, what they like. For instance, one of the ladies I enrolled, her dog does sign language and he speaks. So she's telling me all the different sign languages for particular things that he's asking for. These are so important. Important for us to have, and important if the pet does come into our care, but also important for the new owner, so that they can try to bond with that pet in a way that the pet understands. So all these questions are asked. It can take a little bit of time, and some people love to open up a lot about who their pet is. So Lisa and I are always scribbling little details down, so because every detail is so important. And also another important part of it is getting to know where the owner would envisage their pets to be. Quite often owners have more than one pet. So for instance, it might be they feel that the pets might have to be looked at rehoming together. An example of that is one of the first pets that come into our care through the Home Ever After program were two little dogs in 2017. They were Tibetan Spaniels. They lost their mother because she couldn't care for them anymore. She developed dementia. And the pets come into our care. And to be able to give those two pets something familiar, we felt that we had to keep them together. And this was the request of the owner as well. So we looked for a new owner with the two little dogs together. And we found a lady who was just looking for one dog. But she saw these two beautiful little girls together, and it's very hard to refuse them. So she took them into her home, and she has never regretted it. We get photographs of them. We've got a picture of them when they went to see Santa Claus. And, you know, so these are wonderful stories. And this is how the program assists. That's the assessment, and it's very easy. We've got an agreement form that's signed, and that's it. So it could be that that agreement form is the very first port of call. It could be that it's the second option, and that's documented as well. We also give wallet cards and fridge magnets. These are very important for informing the people involved. We also would say that it's important to tell your family and friends that you're on the program, because they will be the people who will be informing us if the pet needs to come into our care. The wallet card is there so that if anything happened, then we can see that there's a pet at home. The last thing we want is for a pet to be left at home if you don't have any family or friends that can make authorities aware or make the RSPCA aware that pets need to be taken into care. So that's the enrollment. It takes about an hour and a half per pet. And this relationship carries on all the way through. We are in contact with the owner. We send birthday cards to their beautiful pets. And even if their pets are no longer with them, we still keep in touch with them, because we can assist them in maybe taking on a new pet into their home. The relationship is there between myself and Lisa and the enrollee, and it doesn't go any further than there. So it's a very close relationship we have.
Does that mean that there's not really a time limit that you have to renew it or anything because you've got that ongoing relationship? So you know, oh yeah, this person's still around, this pet is still around, or find out about circumstances changing?
It's for the lifespan of any pets that the owner has. It's important for us to keep in touch with the owner. It's keeping pets and owners together, and our responsibility is understanding that relationship and assisting where we can. So keeping that relationship is very, very important. Understanding whether they've brought a new pet into the home as well. So we need to make sure that if any pet does come into our care, the information that we have is as up to date as possible.
Yep. So is there any cost to being part of this program?
There is no charge for the program. We've never turned any pet away. The program is there for anyone who is in New South Wales who needs this particular service, because the community are the carers of our pets, and that's where we want our pets to be. But the assistance of helping RSPCA is all down to our wonderful supporters, or the people who donate, and the people who leave gifts in their will. We thank them every single day because they are the people who keep RSPCA running.
You mentioned wills there. Do you recommend that people, if they become part of this program, do include that information in a will? Or, well, I suppose it's part of what you said about telling your family and your friends.
It may be that you only have an executor that would be aware of you having a pet. So it is good to be able to speak to the person who's dealing with your will, giving them the information. We have documentation that we can give to inform the solicitor that you're dealing with. And also, if an enrollee was interested in giving a gift to the RSPCA in their will, then we will also give correct details there, just so that what their wishes are correctly directed, if they wanted to direct it to the RSPCA.
Death is not the only reason somebody might have to give up with a pet, because I personally have actually known a lot of elderly people who need to go into, say, nursing home care who don't want to leave the pet. And so that can, I imagine, be quite a relief for the family and the person themselves to know that this pet is being looked after.
Absolutely. We're working quite closely now with a lot of retirement homes who are pet friendly. And we're speaking to other retirement homes who may be considering being pet friendly, because they want to be able to help their residents as well in keeping a pet, because that keeps them healthy. RSPCA coming in and aiding and helping with particular situations like that is something that they are very thankful of. And the owners of the pets are thankful of that care as well.
We've talked a lot about what this program means for the owner. Now, I want to look at it from the pet's perspective. What does this mean when their owner is no longer able to care for them? What happens to the pet? How is it different from any other animal that the RSPCA might get to rehome?
The difference is that it's a proactive plan that's set for a pet that comes into our care. Quite often we get pets coming into our care for these particular reasons. Their owner has passed away, they're too ill to look after them, or they're going into care that they don't facilitate bring a pet into that care home. Over the last 3 years, approximately around about 13 pets per week coming into RSPCA New South Wales under these circumstances. And quite often we don't know anything about those pets. We don't know the background of them. We don't know whether they are like children. So having this profile really lets us understand that pet as soon as it comes into our care. And with that, it helps to speed up the process of getting them rehomed. We know exactly what type of homes that they're suitable for. We also know medical details. It also means that we are creating a list of foster carers and adopters focused on the Home Ever After program. And clearly these pets are coming from a loving home and they need to be expedited into a loving home. So we're trying to add another dimension to that to make sure that that process is speeded up. We are asking particular enrollees if they might be considering taking on another pet, and would they take a pet on from the Home Ever After program. Quite a few of them who don't envisage using the program, but they are being responsible by setting this up. And if they can help any pet that comes through that program, they would be very, very glad to do that. But also, we want to increase that list. And it would be wonderful to hear from people who would be willing to consider going on this list as a potential foster care or a potential adopter for any of the pets that come through here.
I suppose that almost connects these people in the program to the rest of the RSPCA network of carers and things.
Absolutely, it does. Every area that we work in to try and keep pets in responsible homes work closely together, because it's all about working with the community to assist them wherever they need assistance, and ultimately keeping that pet out of a shelter environment and into a loving home.
You said that this program runs in New South Wales. Are you aware whether it's offered anything similar in other states?
There are similar programs in other states. I would advise you to contact the RSPCA in those states and speak to them about their programs, because we do offer it, but not all of them do. But yeah, it's worth speaking to the RSPCA to find out what their offering is.
Yeah. So if people do want to get involved, you have a phone number or website or that sort of thing we can share with people?
Yes, if you have access to the web, you just put in the search bar rspcansw.org/HEA, or you can just go to the RSPC website and click on what we do, and you will see the Home Ever After program there. You can also call my colleague Lisa Gledhill or myself. So we spoke about north of the bridge, and that's who should call Lisa. And Lisa's number is 0421 489 083. And I'm working in the south of New South Wales, so anyone who needs any assistance there, they can call me on 0466 720 351.
And we'll include that information in our show notes when it goes on the internet. Anything else that you feel you would like to tell us about at all?
One of the things that keeps resonating in my head is for people to make this a call of action, to make sure that they put this plan in place, whether it be you have a family member that will definitely commit to it, or whether the Home Ever After program is going to be your peace of mind action. It's to understand, if you don't have that plan in place, what would happen? As much as it's a difficult subject to broach, there's many tears that come with talking to people about planning for their pets. But equally, there's a lot of fun and a lot of laughter that we have with the enrollees and the owners of these pets while we're doing this enrollment. You know, the enjoyment that they get from having this little fur baby in their life is just immeasurable. An example of that was a wonderful lady that I visited, and she's got one cat and two little dogs. And the little dogs are called Sally and Tommy. And I found out about Sally and Tommy, and at the end of the enrollment, I was, I was serenaded by these two beautiful little dogs while the owner was playing Christmas carols on the piano. To enroll your pet, it doesn't have to be focused on the stress and the sad part of it. It has to be focused on the joy of being able to be responsible for your pets. And it can be a happy time to do it. There are tears, like I said, but majority of the time it's happy, because we're talking about this beautiful baby that they love. It's just wonderful that we can offer this to the community.
Yeah, well, that was a very positive, uplifting note to leave us on. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you for inviting me in.
That's all right. And that brings us to the end of this episode of Animates. Just repeating that contact information for listeners interested in enrolling in the RSPCA's Home Ever After program. The website is www.rspcansw.org.au/what-we-do/home-ever-after/. Or if you would prefer to ring them instead, and you are living south of the Harbour Bridge in Sydney or in southern New South Wales, speak to our guest, Maria Natera, on 0466 720 0466 751. That's 0466 720 351. Or if you are living north of the Harbour Bridge in Sydney or in northern New South Wales, speak to her colleague Lisa Gledhill on 0421 489 083. That's 0421 489 083. This program was recorded by 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network, with research by Joseph Swanser, and I'm Katie Brooks. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.